ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धश अज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुषोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्दे हं श्रीगुरो श्रीजुतापरकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश श्रीरूपं सगरजातं सह गणरघुनाथं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनशयितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सह गणललिता शिविशाकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुश्री देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय पंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय कृष्णे स्वदामु भागते धर्म ज्ञानादिवि सह कलो नष्ट त्रिशान एषा पुराणाक आदुनो नितः जगज्जनायं जगदीश वैशेषम् शरेव यत्कर्माणि न समीहितम् करोषि पल्ग्वाप्युरुदीनवत्सलः एव दिष्णे विरताश किंतया जगाज्जनन्यं जगदीश वैशेषम् षड् एव यत्कर्माणि न समीहितम् करोषि पाग्वाप्युरुदीन वात्सला स्व एव दिष्णे पिरताश किं तया जगाज्जनन्यं जगदीश वैशेषम् स्यात् एव यत्कर्माणि न समीहितम् करोषि पाग्वाप्युरुदीन वात्सलः स्व एव दिष्णे विरताश किं तया Matri Mandali. Jagat Jananyam, in the mother of the universe, Lakshmi. Jagat Isha, O Lord of the universe. Vaishasham, anger. Siyat, may arise. Eva, certainly. Yad Karamani, in whose activity? Naha, my, samihidam, desire, karoshi, you consider, falgu, insignificant service, api, even, uru, very great, dina batsalaha, favorably inclined to the poor. Sve, om, eva, certainly, dishne, in your opulence, abhiratasya, of one who's fully satisfied. Kim, what need is there? Taya, with her. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord of the Universe, the Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi, is the Mother of the Universe. And yet, I think that she may be angry with me because of my intruding upon her service and acting on that very platform, to which she is so much attached. Yet, I am hopeful that even though there is some misunderstanding, you will take my part, for you are very much inclined to the poor, and you always magnify even insignificant service unto you. Therefore, even though she becomes angry, I think that there is no harm for you. I think that there is no harm for you, because you are so self-effulgent that you can do without her. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Mother Lakshmi Ji, the goddess of fortune, is well known for always massaging the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. She is an ideal wife because she takes care of Lord Narayan in every detail. She takes care not only of his lotus feet, but of the household affairs of the Lord as well. She cooks nice food for him. She fans him while he eats, smooths sandalwood pulp on his face, and sets his bed and sitting places in the right order. In this way, she is always engaged in the service of the Lord, and there is hardly any opportunity for any other devotee to intrude upon his daily activities. Prithvi Maharaj was therefore almost certain that his intrusion into the service of the goddess of fortune would irritate her and cause her to become angry with him. But why should Mother Lakshmi, the mother of the universe, be angry with an insignificant devotee like Prithvi Maharaj? All this was not very likely. Yet, Prithvi Maharaj, just for his personal protection, appealed to the Lord to take his part. Prithvi Maharaj was engaged in performing the ordinary Vedic rituals and sacrifices according to karma kanda, or fruitive activities, but the Lord, being so kind and magnanimous, was ready to award Prithvi Maharaj the highest perfectional stage of life, namely devotional service. When a person performs Vedic rituals and sacrifices, he does so to elevate himself to the heavenly planets. No one can become qualified to go back home, back to Godhead, by means of such sacrifices. But the Lord is so kind that he accepts a little insignificant service, and therefore it is stated in the Vishnu Purana that by following the principles of Vanashram Dharma, one can satisfy the Supreme Lord. When the Lord is satisfied, the performer of sacrifices is elevated to the platform of devotional service. Prithvi Maharaj, therefore, expected that his insignificant service to the Lord would be accepted by him as being greater than that of Lakshmi Ji. The goddess of fortune is called Chanchala, restless, because she is very restless and is always coming and going. So Prithvi Maharaj indicated that even though she might go away out of anger, there would be no harm for Lord Vishnu, because he is self-sufficient and can do anything and everything without the help of Lakshmi Ji. For example, when Garbha Dakshayi Vishnu begot Lord Brahma from his navel, he did not take any help from Lakshmi Ji, who was just sitting by him and massaging his lotus feet. Generally, if a son is to be begotten, the husband impregnates the wife, and in due course of time the son is born. But in the case of Lord Brahma's birth, Garbha Dakshayi Vishnu did not impregnate Lakshmi Ji. Being self-sufficient, the Lord begot Brahma from his own navel. Therefore, Prithvi Maharaj was confident that even if the goddess of fortune became angry with him, there would be no harm neither to the Lord nor to himself. Prabhupada ki. Mukam gardi bachalam pangum langai te girim jad kripa tamaham bande sri gurum dinatarinam. So in the verse is explaining Jagat Jananyam, the mother of the universe, Lakshmi Ji, Vaishasham, may be anger, Vaishasham Shyat, anger may arise. Now, we see examples of this, just like in Jagannath Puri, where Lakshmi Ji is worshipped alongside of, she's worshipped with Jagannath. Lakshmi Ji is also there in the temple of Lord Jagannath. So when Lord Jagannath goes off for Rath Yatra, a few days after the Rath Yatra, there is the Hera Panchami, 5 days. Panchami. Hera Panchami, 5 days after Lord Jagannath leaves Nilachal and goes to Sundurachal, Gundicha Mandir, where there is the mood of Brindavan, and he's going off there as if Krishna is going to Kurukshetra to see the residents of Vrindavan who have all come from Kurukshetra. So 5 days after his departure, Lakshmi Ji, she hears about it, she becomes very angry that he didn't take my permission before going off. And so the servants of Lakshmi Ji, they capture the servants of Jagannath and they tie them up in ropes and they chastise them and they throw them down in front of the lotus feet of Lakshmi Ji, and she chastises them. So we see there are examples, sometimes examples, of Lakshmi Ji becoming angry. Now, first of all, we have to understand who is Lakshmi. Now, yesterday, Janini Vas Prabhu was explaining with reference to Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, Purushottam Yoga. Yomam evam ashamudo janati purushottamam. those who know me as the Purush Uttam, as the Supreme Person, Evam Ashamudo, without any doubt. Yomam Evam Ashamudo, Janati Purushottamam Sarvavid, they know everything, Bhajate Mam, they worship me, Sarva Bhavena, Parata, with great love. So at the end of that chapter, after the Trishloki Gita, that Jani Nivas Prabhu was explaining yesterday, Krishna is concluding that we have to know this. Janati Purushottamam. We have to know how he is the Supreme Person. In what way is he the Supreme Person? And it's explained. Because Nitto Nitanam Chaitanas Chaitan Nitto Nitanam. Of all the persons, he is the Supreme Person. He is the Purushottam, the Supreme Person. Amongst the persons, there are conditioned souls, there are liberated souls. And yet he is supreme to all of them. So it's explained, how is this, all of these persons, and then there is the hierarchy, how is it all explained? Well, actually, in general terms, the Lord expands in two ways. The Swangsa and the Bibinangsa expansions. Two ways. The Bibinangsa, Bibinna means the different expansions. Different expansions. Bibinangsha is the living entities. And the Swangsa, the self expansions, the personal expansions of the Lord, are all the Vishnu avatars and all of the Lord's different forms. And also the Swarup Shakti expansion. The Swarup Shakti expansion is the is Lakshmiji. Srimati Radharani and all of her expansions of the forms of Lakshmi. So when the Lord, Lakshmiji, Srimati Radharani is the expansion of the Lord's internal pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti, internal pleasure potency. So the Lord enjoys in a supreme way. This is why he's Purushottam. This is why he's a supreme enjoyer, a supreme person. Because he doesn't rely on anything to enjoy. He doesn't depend upon anything to enjoy. Now the conditioned soul, why are we inferior? Because we depend on so many things for enjoyment. We're hungry, we have to eat. We're tired, we have to sleep. We're bored, we have to do something, do some activity. We're lonely, we have to find a friend. Now, if you look around in the material world, of course, Sri Maya Bodham is transcendental. Everything, all the activity here is aprakrita, is beyond the material energies. Oh, divya, transcendental. Like all that activity going on over there. It's all expansions of Gauranga Lila. But outside, everything that's going on is because people are trying to fulfill desires. They're all busy, busy, busy. Because you can't just sit there and be happy. Everybody's going off to work, going off to college, doing this, going to the market, coming home from the market, everybody. Because you have to go out and you depend on so many things to get happiness. You can't just sit there and be happy. And that's the most unhappy thing, to be alone. They lock you up, solitary confinement. Oh, how devastating. It's punishment, solitary confinement. Because then you can't get access to all the things we need for enjoyment. Of Krishna, right? He's completely independent. He enjoys from within Atmarama. He expands his own energy. He expands and enjoys. That's called Swarat. Completely independent. There's so many examples are there. Even they steal his friends, the cowherd boys, and his whole program is all captured, kidnapped by Lord Brahma. No problem. Just expand a new set. Personal expansion, and keep on it, and no one even knows the difference. And so many examples are there. But the principal way Krishna enjoys is with the Ladini Shakti, the Srimati Radharani, and her various expansions. Therefore, we always meditate upon Sri Radha Krishna, Sri Sitaram, Lakshmi Narayan, Lakshmi Narasimha, Lakshmi Baraha. This is his principal enjoyment. And as we worship the Lord in this way, we worship the Lord in this manner, as he's enjoying with his consort. So we have to understand the difference. Why is the Supreme Person the materialist? Anato pasamam shat bhakshi jogam ahokshati lokasha ajanasha. They don't know this. They don't know that by serving the Lord, we can remove all the suffering. They don't know this. They're thinking that yei bahir ata manina. They're thinking that the bahir arta, the external energy, is very important. They're putting bahir arta. Arta is the value. They're putting all their value in the external energy. They're thinking bahir arta manina, the external energy, that's where all the important things are, and they're chasing after it. But the problem is dur arshaya yei bahir arta manina. Prahlad Maharaj is explaining dur arshaya. That when you think like that, your aspirations, your ashaya, your desires, will always remain at a distance, unfulfilled. Dur ashaya, yei bhagir atamanina. Anyone who considers the material energy to be valuable will always be unsatisfied, will always remain unfulfilled. Dur ashaya, very difficult to fulfill those desires. So this is the enjoyment of a conditioned soul. Tripyanti neha kripana bahutuka bhajai. Prahlad says in another place, there is no enjoyment there. Tripyanti neha kripana bahutuka bhajai. There's only volumes of misery. What are we doing? We're just trying to imitate the activity or the nature of the Lord as the Purushottam, the Supreme Enjoyer. We're just trying to imitate. So all of these pastimes of the Lord, Lakshmi Narayan, this is the Lord's this is the Lord's leela. This is how he enjoys. And sometimes the Lord enjoys when Lakshmi ji becomes angry. He enjoys that. Otherwise, it's boring. All the time. He enjoys a little bit of, and then there's a nice incident of this actually. Our acharyas explain, and Prabhupada explains, that the dealings between Lakshmi and Narayan are manifested in the behavior of Rukmini Dwarkadish. Rukmini Dwarkadish, let me just clarify that. The pastimes of Krishna and Rukmini in Dwarka are accepted by great authorities as manifestations of those of Narayan and Lakshmi, which are of exalted opulence. The pastimes of pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan are simple and rural, distinguished from the polished urban characteristics of those of Dwarka. Rukmini was conscious that her husband was not an ordinary human being, but he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like Lakshmi, they understand that Lord Narayan is the Supreme Parameshwar, the Supreme Lord, and they worship him in this way. So Prabhupada's explaining how he's worshipped by Lakshmiji in this purport. That she takes care of Lord Narayan in every detail. She takes care of the household affairs. She cooks for the Lord. She fans him while he eats. She smooths sandalwood pulp on his face. She sets his bed and sitting place in the right order. She massages the lotus feet of the Lord. Now, in the same way, there's a nice lila in the... sometimes this reverential mood, Krishna likes to agitate and disturb a little. Like this example with Rukmini in the Krishna book, talks between Krishna and Rukmini. So it's explained that Prabhupada's describing that the palace of Rukmini was so gorgeously opulent with valuable jewels and canopies with pearls and the bed sheets were, and there was flowers from the heavenly planets that gave off beautiful aroma, and there were bumblebees buzzing around, and the fragrant incense was billowing out of the windows of Rukmini's palace. And at the night time, the moon was shining moon rays through the windows. And in this beautiful atmosphere, Lord Krishna was seated on soft cushions that were as white as the foam of milk, and Lakshmi, Rukmini was serving the lotus feet of the Lord with her maid servants, and it's described that she personally, Rukmini, was very eager to get the opportunity to serve her husband, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in this mood of reverential service. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrahma Sevyamanam. Hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis are serving the Lord with great awe and veneration. Sambrahmanam in the Vaikuntha realm. So in the same way, in Dwarka, Lakshmi, she took the handle of the chamara from the hand of a maidservant and began to move the fan. So the handle of the chamara was made of gold, golden chamara, and when it was held in the hand of Lakshmi Ji, whose beautiful fingers were adorned with golden rings and jeweled ornaments, and as she was standing there with her curling dark hair and her necklace of gold and beautiful sari and bangles on her feet, Prabhupada explains that all combined to shower rains of nectar, and thus it was definitely proved that Rukmini was none other than the original goddess of fortune, who always engaged in the service of Lord Narayana. So we can imagine this beautiful scene. Lakshmiji is there, Rukmini is there, surrounded by her maid servants, hundreds of them, and they're all catering to the pleasure of Dwarkadish as he's reclining there on the cushions in the palace of Rukmini. So it's explained that the story goes that Krishna, Rukmini was offered a parijata flower by Narad Muni. Rukmini, a parijata flower. And in hearing about this, see, these three principal wives of Krishna in Dwarka, three principal queens. The first queen that Krishna married was Rukmini. And then Jambavati. And then Satyabhama, there's three principal queens. That Leela is there, the Swayam Taka. And King Satyajit, Swayam Takajul, King Satyajit was saved by Krishna, and so he offered his daughter Satyabhama to Krishna, the three principal wives, Jambavati and Satyabhama. And then there's a story in Krishna book, Krishna marries five queens, and there's Mitravinda and Ujjain and Kalindi and three other queens. So there's eight principal queens. The full descriptions of how Krishna married them. And then Krishna attacks the palace of Bhaumasura, where he had kept captive 16,100 princesses. And then after being rescued by Krishna, Krishna married all of them. So in that way, Krishna returned to Dwarka with 16,108 wives. And installed them all in the 16,108 palaces, and enjoyed the household opulence and the pleasures of family life with his queens in Vrindavan as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Come to display this his propensity, the Leela is enjoying with his wives. But, so this Narad gave the parijata flower to Rukmini, and then